With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
He's top, 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 but is he world class?
Authentic noise from the fans.
I support City, but my dog's a United fan. I hate my dog.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. And if you've just joined us, welcome. Ian is in the middle of a heated discussion with Phil, who is a Watford fan. Phil, we're back with you after the news. You continue.
Yeah, as I was saying to your producer earlier, at the end of the day, in my opinion, I think he's done as a player at this level.
Oh, here we go. Expert Phil. You think that, do you? You think he's done as a player, do you? 12 goals this calendar year, and you think he's done?
I do, Ian, yeah.
I think you're done.
I'm just saying how it is, you know, in my opinion.
Why are you having an opinion if you've never played the game?
Well, why are you having a phone in if no-one's opinion's valid? And when did you play the game last? Was it 15 years ago? If you didn't play Champions League, are you allowed an opinion on that?
I played in the Anglo-Italian Cup. Mate, where do you live?
Why does that matter?
I'm coming to find you, and I'm going to put garbage in your mouth, because that's what you're talking. You are talking garbage.
Okay, Ian, let's...
I'm not telling you where I live.
Well, it says here on the sheet, you're a Watford fan from Grove Hill, Phil.
Why have you said that?
Grove Hill, near Hemel Hempstead. I know Grove Hill like the back of my hand. What's your name again?
I'm not telling you.
His name's Phil, it says here.
Look,
Phil.
I only said his legs are gone at this level. I'm not starting a fight.
Phil from Grove Hill, that's enough to go on. It's a small enough place.
Well, Ian.
No,
Ian.
I'm going.
Ian, come back.
No, I'm going to find him.
All right, okay, Ian's leaving the studio. Where are you off to, mate? You're not going to find him.
What's happening?
Jesus Christ. Phil, are you still there?
Yeah?
Run, Phil. Run.
You do not have opinions on football if you haven't played the game.
Ian! Ian, come back! Ian, come back! Put the tennis racket down! Okay, thank you, Phil. Thank you, Phil. Keep your opinions coming in to 75358. Let's go to the news with Taj.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
In partnership with Shine Time. Let men shine.
Ex-Spurs and England keeper Ian Walker here. Shine Time. We're going to let men shine.
Ian Walker is in no way affiliated with Shine Time. Letting men shine.
Oh, he's back.
Sorry, Anthony. Did he say Grove Hill or Gove Hill?
Gove Hill.
Oh, I've never been there. My mistake.
Okay, you sit back down. You sit back down, Ian. You take your asthma inhaler.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Anthony. I just cannot stand it when someone hasn't played the game. I cannot stand it.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
Have a glass of Ian juice. It's part of your five a day.
Nutritious Ian juice. I wish they hadn't made me do that sting, Anthony.
Welcome back. Now, we're partnering with Shine Time all week on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. It's time to let men shine, Ian. And this is a cause close to your heart.
It is, Anthony. It's so often children that get given a chance to shine, or middle-aged housewives in films. But what about that often overlooked demographic? Men.
Men, exactly. Finally, men get a chance to shine. And we're giving one lucky listener a Shine Time this week. All you have to do is text in to 75358 and tell us what you would do with a bit of Shine Time. Ian, you've got a texter.
I have. Lawrence from Aberystwyth says, I'd like to drive a tank into my old workplace.
Oh, no.
Well,
no,
thanks, no. Lawrence. That's not really shining, though, is it? We'd be interested in more positive things, like, I don't know, singing a duet with Chris Martin. That's the kind of thing.
Yeah, how about this one from Lawrence? Also Lawrence. You can have two Lawrences, can't you?
Yes, that can happen.
That can happen. Lawrence, this one is from York. Lawrence says, I'd like to be a taxi driver that stops a terrorist by locking the doors of my taxi, then jumping out of the cab before he explodes, saving a whole hospital. That's much
great.
More like it, isn't it, Ian?
Yeah, that's the sort of
like
thing we're looking for.
That's class.
I'm not sure how we'd arrange it to happen in real life, but generally that's much more positive than a revenge tank mission on your former workplace.
Keep your shine times coming in to 75358. You know what I would like to do, Ian, with my time to shine time?
It's just shine time.
My shine time would be parachuting into Wembley Stadium with the ball for the FA Cup final, or a final that people are interested in, like the YouTubers, their final. I'd like to parachute in, Ian.
Yeah, and that would be a lovely shine time. That's what it's for. Mm. Too often it's children or middle-aged women who get to do things like that.
What would your ideal time to shine, your shine time, be, Ian?
Well, I have thought about this. It's quite a personal one for me, Anthony. I just want the opportunity to look manly in front of my ex-wife, Denise, and win her back.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you were mowing her lawn with a petrol lawnmower with your top off. You can't get more manly than that.
And yet, while I'm mowing her lawn, I'm watching her through her windows, and she's having dinner with former Spurs, Liverpool and England winger Nicky Barmby.
Oh, no, that's depressing.
She gives him the best crockery, Anthony. Yeah. I can see it all through the windows.
What's he got that you haven't, do you think?
Well, good crockery, for a start. And a coach driver's licence.
What? Nicky Barmby's got a coach driving licence?
He has. Category D. He's got one.
God, that's manly, isn't it? Driving a coach. You can't get more manly.
The sneaky git's got his licence just in time to drive Denise and the rest of her group, the Hemel Hempstead Ladies Extreme Skiers, on an extreme skiing tour of the Netherlands. They're leaving today. Coincidence? I think not.
Sorry, extreme skiing in the Netherlands? It's a flat country, Ian. There's no snow.
Well, you can't get more extreme conditions for skiing than that, can you? Look, I'm deeply suspicious of Nick Barmby's motives here. I think he's going to make a pass at Denise on this trip. So I've got my good friend and neighbour, Steve Bold, tailing them all the way like a private detective.
Sorry, let me just get this straight in my head. So Steve Bold, you've got him tailing Nicky Barmby, who's driving a coachload of women to Amsterdam.
I need to do something manly to win her back, Anthony. Yeah. Otherwise, Barmby is going to pounce.
Right, hence threatening a caller with a beating because they haven't played football.
Yeah, I'll do anything to secure her heart, Anthony. Absolutely anything.
Dr. Stephen Sims from Carlisle wants to be manly too, Ian. He says, for my shine time, I want a Brazilian surgeon to give me abs so I no longer am embarrassed at the beach. And that is so true, isn't it?
It's so true. You can't get truer. And Denise, if you're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on the coach that Nick Barmby's driving, let me tell you this. I've not given up on you. You won't be able to resist extra testosterone Five Ankles.
Yeah, how romantic that is.
I'll be eating off your best plate before you know it.
That's revolting. Keep your shine time suggestions coming in to 75358. Let's go to the travel with Angelina.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn. Ian's got the horn all morning.
Before he wipes down the horn at 10 a.m. to give to Kitty Spink and Ray Leopard on the big, big, big Premier League preview show.
Gosh, mate, that's really brave of you to say that on air. Finally, someone's had the balls to talk about the fun side of stalking your ex.
Yeah. You know who the real brave person is here, though?
Who is it?
It's Steve Bold, isn't it?
Steve
Bold
is, yeah.
for tailing Nicky Barmby, who I might add drives that coach with scant respect for other road users.
Right.
I have a Find My Phone app on here, which is tracking Baldy. Yeah. And, I mean, just look at the speed they're going.
Show
look at that.
Have a look. Just point over.
Look at that. They're creaming it down the M20 towards
Jesus,
Dover.
Is that real time?
Yeah, that's actual time.
That's actually fucking quick, actually.
It's too quick.
Nicky Barmby.
I can only assume they've got a certain time ferry to catch or something. Because that's insane speed.
Yeah, well, I think the more flexible you are with tickets, the more expensive a ferry becomes.
Right.
And if you choose a set ferry, it's cheaper.
Is it?
It's cheaper, yeah. And of course, Nicky Barmby would know all about ferry prices as he played for Hull, a famous seaport. It is so manly. Knowing about ferry prices and tickets.
Oh, look at the map. Look at the map. They're pulling over.
Oh, what?
They're pulling over for a coffee at Ashford Truck Stop.
Ashford Truck Stop?
Ashford Truck Stop. I reckon that's the manliest of all service stations in the southeast. Jesus. I can't compete with this, Anthony. I cannot compete.
Mate, they must have been going too fast and made up some time for a coffee. Ladies will love that.
That's unnecessarily reckless driving.
And it's manly.
Well, it's unnecessarily reckless driving and all for just a coffee. I mean, is it worth it? Thank God Baldy could stay the pace.
Hello. I'm Harry Maguire, and I've got a great big head.
And now you can get the chance to build a scale model of Harry Maguire's great big head in 52 different parts. Just subscribe to the Harry Maguire Great Big Head Enthusiast, and we'll send you a glossy full-colour magazine every week, packed with articles and features, and with a replica bit of Harry Maguire's head stuck on the front.
Collect all 52, and in a year's time, you'll have a perfect scale model of my great big head for your front room or bedroom.
Issue 1, 99p, or subsequent issues, £12.99.
I'm Ian Walker, and for my shine time, I'd like to be remembered with a little respect.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles.
Lindsay is in Merrow. Hi, Lindsay.
If I had a chance to shine...
It's shine time, but carry on.
I'd stand outside my father's care home with the cast of Diversity, and we would dance a number for all the residents, you know, just to brighten up their day.
Oh, that is wonderful. Gosh, the smiles that would put on their faces.
I've always wanted to dance, but... I've never had the confidence to actually do it on stage. And my dad, he's always believed in me. So this would be for him just to say thanks.
Oh, that is bringing a tear to my eye.
Yes, yes, it's truly wonderful. Oh. But unfortunately, Shine Time is a men-only scheme.
It is, yeah.
Allowing men, and uniquely men, the time to shine. So... I mean, look, don't shoot the messenger. Right. I don't make the rules here.
Okay, I understand you. Thanks for listening.
Hold on. Hold on, Lindsay. Let's try not to be sexist here, Ian.
Well, you know I hate sexism, yeah, actually. I cannot stand sexism.
I know the rules are strict, but is there anything we can do?
Let me think. Look, Lindsay, are you there? Okay, could you let a man do it?
Mm.
Do you have a brother? A brother that could shine time in your place?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, but...
Well, let's get your brother to do the dance. Your dad will still be happy.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Lindsay.
So we've done it.
Thank you. How lovely was that?
Yeah.
Oh, she's proper made up. Get your text in to 75358. You could still knock Lindsay off her perch if you get your shine times in before 10 a.m. Let's try and beat Lindsay. That's the magic of shine time.
It's wonderful making people's dreams come true.
Oh,
like
it is,
we
isn't
just
it?
Did.
Well, potentially, Ian.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Ian Walker, and it's Shine Time.
Ian Walker is not affiliated with Shine Time.
And we're out.
That went quite well, actually, yeah. I think, Shine Time's pretty decent. It's a top charity, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, it's not world-class, though. My favourite charity is Martin Keown's Screaming Void. The work he does for them is tireless.
Screaming Void? Yeah. That's the one where they take people with anger management issues into space?
Yeah, they fly them up there, they let them have a good scream, and then they bring them down safely.
That's class, that is. That is class. Oh.
Sorry, can I just take this? It's Steve Bolt.
Yep, sure. You got 30... How long have they got? 30 seconds?
The Boldster! Not kissing at the petrol station, are they?
Can I get another tea, please?
Who has? Who? No, slow down.
Yeah, thank you.
Slow down, Baldy. Deep breaths. He's done what? Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. All right. Okay. Listen, stay calm. Stay calm, all right? Keep me updated.
Okay, mate.
Godspeed.
10 seconds.
Hold on, I've got to go. Godspeed.
What's up?
Oh, my
there?
God. There's been a situation in the Costa.
Sorry, hang on. 5, 3. Okay, tell me later, yeah?
Okay.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
Teddy Sheringham here. I played against Ian Five Angles 3 times. And on each occasion, he was a fierce competitor. And that's why I sometimes listen to the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles. Oh, you usually say Ian Five Ankles there, Ian.
I left a pause. I'm miles away.
That's on for the bloopers, isn't it? it doesn't matter. Keep your shine times coming in to 75358. Clint from Petersfield says, I have a fantasy where I'm at Oktoberfest and one of the servers who carries all the beers is taken ill. The staff need someone to carry 15 large steiners to a table of thirsty patrons, and quick. I march over to the bar, pick up all 15 drinks like a pro, and carry them over to the table without spilling a drop. Please let me achieve this dream. Thank you, Clint. I think you can just apply for a job there, actually. So, Ian, you played in Bundesliga 2, famously, for a year, and there was a funny scenario where you caused Oktoberfest to be cancelled over a simple misunderstanding. Ian?
I'm sorry, Anthony, I don't know if I should say this live on air, but there's a situation developing on the M20 motorway in Kent.
Well, of course you can say it, Ian. It's men's health, it's men's hygiene, it's men's matters.
I'm getting reports from Steve Bold that, and trust me, I'm still trying to process this information myself. I'm getting reports that former Portsmouth and Scotland midfielder Nigel Kwasi is holding up Ashford truck stop and about 400 people are trapped inside,
Jesus.
Including my ex-wife Denise and the Hemel Hempstead ladies extreme skiers. Their co-driver Nicky Barmby is one of the hostages, and another ex-footballer who I cannot be named.
Steve Bold. That'll be Steve Bold, the other one.
Steve Bold. I didn't want to blow his cover, but yes, Steve Bold is being held hostage too. He's in a false moustache and glasses disguise, so he might be safe.
Right. Nigel who?
Nigel Kwasi.
Nigel Kwasi. Oh,
Kwasi.
Yeah.
Do you remember him, Nigel Kwasi?
Yeah, of course I remember Nigel Kwasi. No nonsense, Portsmouth. West Ham.
Yeah.
Famously relegated with many a team. He was no nonsense, wasn't he?
He's very much no nonsense.
Is he armed?
No, he's just holding the place up with himself.
I knew he was no nonsense. Why is he doing this?
According to Baldy, he was in the queue at Costa and the person behind the till mispronounced his surname and he's just flipped.
He's flipped.
How
do you pronounce his surname? It looks like Kwasi.
No, no, no. Please don't ever say Kwasi. It's Kwasi.
It's spelled Quashie.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Kwasi. Okay, you never call him Kwasi, Anthony, or he'll create a siege situation just like he's doing right now. He's very protective over his name, and he's extremely volatile.
Okay, thank you very much for your input there, Ian. And thank you to Steve Bold for updating us. This is an exclusive. If you're just joining us... If you're just joining us, tent scenes are developing at the Ashford truck stop on the M20, that's southbound, with Nigel Kwasi.
Kwasi.
Going mental in the Costa Coffee. Nigel Kwasi.
Kwasi. What you said.
Kwasi, please, if you are on the M20 southbound and looking to stop at Ashford truck stop, please do not. There are plenty of other service stations on that route.
Yes, just to reiterate, stay away from Ashford truck stop while Nigel Kwasi is in there. Alternative services on that motorway include Swanley Rontec,
yep,
Maidstone Road Chef,
Glass, yeah,
and Folkestone Stop 24.
Yeah.
That's at Junction 11, not Junction 24. It's confusing, I know, but there is no Junction 24 on the M20, so do not go looking for it.
Ian, there is a caller. There's a caller on line one. Is this Steve Bolds on the scene? No, it's Phil, the Watford fan. Phil, this is quite a tense situation, actually.
Ian Five Ankles, I know we got on the wrong foot earlier, but listen to yourself. Your ex-wife is in a hostage situation and you're just naming motorway services on the M20. Do something.
Oh, you think I'm not performing a vital service to other road users in the area, do you? Right, that's it. I'm coming round your house.
Ian, come back.
No, stop. I'm saying this is your time to shine.
My shine time? Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, Walker, this is your shine time. You need to communicate with Nigel Kwasi.
Kwasi!
De-escalate the situation and be the hero your ex-wife Denise needs.
You're right, Phil. You're absolutely right. You still don't know anything about football because you haven't played the game, but I'll tell you what, you're right about this. You're bang on. I'm calling Steve Bold.
He's calling Steve Bold. He's calling Steve Bold. Is it ringing?
Yeah, it's ringing.
Okay, he's calling Steve Bold.
Boldy, the Boldster. Yeah, no, I don't have time for that. Put Nigel Kwasi on the line.
Kwasi, it's for you.
Kwasi!
Sandra, can we get Ian's phone linked up to the system, please, so we can just hear, so listeners can hear what's going on? Thank you. Hang on, do not... Can you just give it a second while she hooks it up?
Okay, cool. Right, Bold has handed it over. Am I speaking to Nigel Kwasi?
Who the bloody hell is this?
It's former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles? I remember you. We played together at QPR.
That's right, yes. I carried your wash bag to the changing rooms.
How's Denise? She was a cracking lass.
Well, she's there with you, Nigel, at the Ashford truck stop, Costa Coffee, you're holding hostage.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Denise. You're looking well. I always liked Denise. Cracking lass. Oi, don't move anyone. Hands where I can see him or I'll nut you.
Oh, God, he's going to nut someone.
I've got this, Anthony. It's fine, Anthony.
Down,
stay calm. Yes, Denise is a top woman, Nigel, but you listen here, okay? I don't want her involved in a siege. Denise, if you're listening, this is Ian Five Ankles, and I'm going to get you out of there.
Look, I'm sorry you're in a siege, Denise, but I just can't help it. I'm a man's man, you see, and this is what I do when people get my name wrong. That barista has messed with the wrong guy. It's Kwasi. It's Ghanaian. It's from Kwasi, meaning born on a Sunday. I'm sick of people mispronouncing that.
Have you thought of wearing a name badge?
Jesus, Ian.
Name badge? Do you want me to start two-foot tackling people all over the shop? Because that's what I'll do. And when I start, I never stop him. There'll be carnage.
Please, Ian. Think of something for God's sake. His tackles were ferocious.
What can I do
just
from here?
Just calm the situation down. You're their only hope. Ian, people are going to get severely bruised in there.
Okay, all right,
you've
calm down.
You've got the one line to the place.
Calm down. I've got an idea. Nigel, you still there? Right, I know a way out of this, okay? I can see your demands and I can help you.
Steve Bold in the corner wearing a false moustache and glasses.
Look, focus on me, Nigel. Now listen, you're live on the third most listened to sports breakfast radio show in the UK. If you tell the nation right now how your name should be pronounced, and if as many listeners as possible text in to 75358 to say that yes, they understand and they won't get your name wrong in the future, will that be enough for you to let everyone at Ashford Truck Stop Costa Coffee free? Will it?
I guess it will be. Do that and I'll let them go.
Okay, listeners, be ready to text in. You know the number. It's 75358. Texts cost the standard network rate. Nigel, the floor is yours.
Good luck.
All right. This is a message to everyone in the country. My name is Nigel Kwasi. Not Kwashy, not Squashy, not Kwashy, but Kwasi!
Okay, thank you, Nigel. Let's see if that has done the trick. Come on, listeners. Come on. We're counting on you.
Come on.
Is anyone listening to me?
Well, no, give them a chance
Hang
to
on,
text, Nigel.
Please.
Anthony, is anything coming in yet?
Nothing yet, Ian. It's just early days. Just please, just keep him on the line.
I knew you were a waste of time, Five Ankles. Just like when you carried my wash bag all those years ago.
Oh, God.
No. Give me a chance, Nigel. Give me a chance. It's a popular show, I promise you.
I'm going to slide tackle everyone.
Take it, no prisoners!
He's right, Anthony. This is hopeless. I'll never shine.
Wait, Ian. Wait.
What?
The texts are lighting up.
Are they?
Dean from Worcester says understood. Craig from Pickering says quasi. I get it. And Marv from Dorset says okay, will do. And any news on Jadon Sancho to Spurs? And the texts are coming in by the fistful now. I can't read them out, so no one's going to say quasi again.
Did you hear that, Nigel? Nigel, please say you're ending the siege.
Is he doing it?
I don't know.
Okay, siege over, everyone.
Is that coffee for me?
Oh, thanks,
me.
Oh, my God.
Anthony, I did it.
You've done it.
I did it.
You've done it. You've done it. You've saved the day. Ian Five Ankles has saved the day. And that was Ian Five Ankles Shine Time.
That was...
Here on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
I tell you what, that was top terrorist negotiation. I feel pretty good about that. And you know what? I'm going to make amends on something. Something else. Sandra, can you get Lindsay from Merrow back on?
Okay, what's he doing here?
Thank you.
What's Ian doing here?
Oh, shush, Anthony, it's ringing.
Hello?
Lindsay?
Yes?
It's former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles here.
Ian Five Ankles?
You know what, Lindsay? I know you're a woman and Shine Time is strictly a time to shine for men only, but you know me, I hate sexism. I hate it so much. So I'm letting you have the Shine Time. Okay? You deserve it. You do that dance with diversity for your dad.
Oh, thank you, Ian. Thank you so much.
Okay, then. There you go, Lindsay.
I'm Ian Walker. That was Shine Time.
Shine Time is not affiliated with Ian Walker.
Ian Five Ankles, my respect for you has gone up several notches. Top, 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 top respect to you.
Thanks, mate.
That was incredible. You were on fire. You are... a legend and a hero.
Well,
you're a hero.
Let's not go
Men
overboard.
Do not get called heroes enough. And you are one of them. You're one of them.
It's no big deal, mate. A man's got to do what a man's got to do.
And your phone. Sandra, keep his phone on the screen. There it is. We can see on WhatsApp all of these messages of congratulations coming in from ex-footballers. So many texting you to congratulate you, Ian. We got Nigel Pearson, Stefan Honcho, Paul Ince, Darren Caskey, Jason Cundy, Jason Wilcox.
Jason Wilcox says, I live and breathe.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hang on.
Mate, no.
Kobe Jones.
Good, yeah. Don't remember him, but...
Steve Bold. Yeah. Steve Bold's text in. Click on Steve Bold.
Yeah.
Click on Steve Bold.
Click on that one.
Oh, and here is an update from Steve Bold. He says, Ashford truck stop is back to normal, exclamation mark. Well done, Fivo. New nickname. He says, and Nicky Barmby did a runner in the commotion. He legged it.
Oh, I love that.
He legged it.
I love that.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, Nicky. Not very manly of you, was it? No more fancy crockery for you, son.
but Steve Bold, he continues. He says, Nigel Kwasi is now off to drive the bus for the Hemel Hempstead Ladies Extreme Skiers, and Denise is going with him to the forecourt hand in hand.
What? But Kwasi was just holding her hostage. What? That doesn't make sense.
Well, I'm afraid, Ian, that's a classic case of Stockholm Syndrome. Denise has fallen in love with Nigel Kwasi in the last 4 or 5 minutes, and it just so happens that he has a Category D coach driving licence because he is a man's man. He was famously no-nonsense. Yep. That is a no-nonsense method of transport, and it suits him.
Nigel Kwasi and Denise.
Sorry,
I mean, he always did say she was a cracking lass. Mm. I won't lie, Anthony. Why would I lie?
Why would you lie?
That's a bitter blow. Still, we go again.
And we wish you all the very best of luck. Coming up on the show, former England scrum half Matt Dawson on just how much money will make him go away. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Next week on Sports Horn.
Toilet sport from porn build-up.
Our promo VO artist had root canal surgery on the day of that record, but as equal employers, we made sure she was entitled to work if she wanted to.
Phil Stamp here. Remember me? I played for Borough. Anyway, I can't wait for the boxing this weekend. Only on Sports Horn. Stamp by name, stamp by nature.
Sports Horn. Horning sport from dusk till dawn.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.